Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Good Monday morning. My name is Mike O'Mara, and I have a gambling issue.
Oh dear!
No,
I am.
I know. Are we supposed to say?
By...
Are we all supposed to say hi, Mike?
Hi, Mike. I'm being monitored regularly by my sponsor, Carla O'Mara, and she's not doing a good job. this is an important thing.
Didn't you read the placard by the ATM machine, Mike?
No, I didn't call the 800 number.
You
got
to call that number, man.
Here's what I need to do. What I need to do is stay away. But so I mean, I have modified my habit, and it wasn't a weekly habit or even a monthly habit. But occasionally we would go, and it's never pleasant, and it's always sad, and I never want the party to end, and that's not good with gambling. I've been very good though at modifying my gambling habit for my means. You know, whereas in the old days, I used to be kind of a swinging D and say, hey, throw caution to the wind. And I know people that can't really afford to go out and do this. Nobody really can, in my humble opinion. Nobody really should do that activity because just like Robert De Niro says, in the end, they get it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the way it looks. But I will tell you that on occasion, we will go with a couple hundred bucks. And that's still a lot of money for most people, including myself. But we'll go and we'll do, you guys remember it was a few years ago where I started doing the penny slots.
Yeah.
The penny slots can take all your money too and tons of money if you're not careful.
Sure.
But if you know what you're doing, you'll be good. But it still doesn't matter. It's not pleasant. I get anxiety when I'm on the way and I feel depressed when I leave. That's the
You get anxiety
routine.
When you pull up?
No, like before we get there. Then the excitement takes over a little bit.
Right.
But I have to be completely transparent here. And tell you that I just don't go like I used to. And now, because I've gone in years past, Mrs. O'Mara is getting these offers and our babysitter gets these offers. And they're always talking about the deals that they tantalize you with to get you in the door. Because they know if they get you in the door with the bells and the whistles and the bright lights and all that, you're probably going to stick around.
Sure.
I'm a classic example of that. So we have gotten, let me see, we've gotten a gift certificates to restaurants.
Uh-huh.
We have received gift certificates to stores. Carla received, I think, some kind of jewelry thing.
So is the deal that they notify you, I guess, via email that you have this offer and then you have to go?
They notify you via email and then you have to show up. You have to make a reservation. You have to let them know you're going to be there.
Right.
Yeah, lock it in.
If you make a reservation, you're not there, they're not going to send you any more offers. But it goes on and on and on.
Right.
And because Carla has one of those little cards and I have one of those little cards, we both go. And because we are the Rube of Rubes, we double up on our offer.
Sure.
Yes.
But here's the thing. This is the reason I'm bringing this up on Monday to start the week, because our windfall is your windfall.
Ooh.
Oh, it's a win-win.
A big win?
Yeah.
Because this weekend, we didn't receive one product. We received an extra one.
Ooh.
Exactly the same. And the O'Mara household... could only use one of these.
Okay.
Which means there's an extra one. And the discussion was, do we put it online and sell it?
Oh.
Oh, it's something do that we, good?
Do we... Oh, you bet your ass it is.
Wow.
Do we put it online and sell it? Do we give it to our babysitter?
Oh.
Do we give it to a friend?
Bonafide.
Do we donate it somewhere? And then I said, all of a sudden, it hit me... like a bolt of lightning coming down from God on high.
Yes.
It hit me, ladies and gentlemen. We benefit you, the listener.
Hey!
Mm.
And, you know, standing by We have our booth announcer, our new booth announcer for every great promotion that we do, Dan O'Brien. Dan, can you say in your best Dan the Fan Man voice, it's a fabulous prize?
It's a fabulous prize.
Hold it, Mike. I think what we need is maybe this.
It's a fabulous prize. That's right. Get it now because it won't be there forever. I'm Dan the Fan Man. I don't know what I'm promoting, but I'm promoting it.
See, okay. That's all I need now.
Yes,
all
right. Yes, very stop good. On your head.
I need right now. I could talk in crypt. It's not that, you know, I could just go on and on. Are you interested in seeing what it is?
Yes, please.
Here we go.
Oh, he actually has it.
Oh, it's heavy.
Off camera.
It's.
He's lifting.
It's the Z Chef Healthy Air Fryer.
Hey! Oh.
High speed circular. Oh,
oh, dear.
It's not good for the Z Chef.
Right. Well, high speed. Fell off. High speed circulation technology for minimizing oil use and to promote healthy cooking. Savory and wholesome results with 80% less oils and fats.
That's fantastic.
Featuring a Furbo air method to cook it. Here it is again. Here's the picture.
Is that a misprint? Woo! Should that not be turbo?
Yeah. I don't know, Rob. Maybe it is turbo.
It's like a Denon scratch.
Maybe yeah. That's why they got so many of them at the casino is that there was a misprint on the box.
Oh, Mike.
Rapidly circulates hot air to cook foods fast. Just a bit of oil crisps food as if they were deep fried.
Ooh.
Wow. Heats quickly to 400 degrees. Control knob, compact design, 30-minute timer, easy to clean. Write it down, Dan the Man. It's the Z Chef Healthy Air Fryer. It's a 3-in-1 fryer, grill, and convection oven.
Dan the Fry Man.
Right.
I like it.
Grilling steaks and chops, salmon and seafood, grilled cheese, sandwiches, hamburgers, perfect frying. Look at those delicious.
You know what that is, Mike? That's a lot like Dave Dornbush's Jetstream oven taken to the next level.
Did you do them?
It's no secret that to write this all down. No, you don't have to. It's no secret that times are getting faster. With
what?
Faster lives, we need. Does that sound like perhaps it was written in another land?
Yeah, well, I don't.
Doesn't that sound like it
was comes to no surprise to people of any nation that time faster is moving now.
I have to believe that there is a promotions and marketing team that says we've got a line on a pallet of misprinted air fryers.
Yeah, they're Furbo charged.
Yes.
Yeah, I looked it up. It definitely the only thing that comes up under Furbo is a camera that throws treats to your dog.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a misprint.
So that's it. That's probably why they got
yeah.
all the
I think
they,
so.
They print them all up and it's Furbo.
And the ones that are actually name brand, they only run for roughly $80. And they look similar to that
excuse
one.
Excuse me, boys.
Yes.
We're doing a radio promotion here. That's the part I don't need, Oscar. We're doing a radio. This is the best air fryer you're ever going to see.
We don't like to conjure, Mike. We're not that type of show.
But, Oscar, now how much
you're
would you pay?
Conjure when we're doing a radio promotion. Thank you.
You see.
Can I finish reading the
thing? I wish you would, yes.
It is no secret that times are getting faster. With faster lives, we need faster solutions for healthy meals that don't compromise on taste or quality. Our air fryer can make dishes to rival traditional slow-cooked creations in minutes, oil-free and full of freshness. The air fryer offers fully customizable... Isn't that with a Z? Isn't customizable with Nepi?
Yeah,
with
it would be with a Z.
Customizable is with an S.
Mm. Oh, I just got down $5 more off.
With options to fry... Oh,
that's not a small box.
Grill is spelled, I'm not kidding you. Grill is spelled G-I-R-L-L.
Oh, maybe it's for cooking young women.
Girl, bake or roast your ingredients to perfection. It's nonstick surface, make cleaning a bit. If they did this with the lettering, I'm not sure about the product.
Oh, I'm sure the product is fine.
The visual of you and Carla with those huge boxes walking out of the casino.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carla took him out of the casino.
Two trips? She made two trips?
Nope, she made one trip.
Atta
girl. My arms are sore.
Like, oh, my God.
That's why you're 21 years younger than me, baby.
Very impressive.
Thank you.
It's like her arms are Furbo charged.
It's not. It's nonstick.
And you know what's great is that
hold on, I gotta read the last sentence here.
Please.
It's nonstick surfaces make cleaning a breeze, so you can spend Less time making meals and more time making memories.
Memories.
Ah,
wow.
Very cool.
I like that the first typo, the Furbo one, you slid right by it. Like it was right. And now we've realized that the problem is...
I didn't know if it was some kind of new technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the
space age polymer. Yeah.
The air fryers, they were pretty popular, I think, last year. My sister got one. The fries are tremendous. If it works, Mike, I would say that this is a solid price forever's into air frying.
Yeah. Now how much would you pay?
Yeah, exactly. So it's the Z Chef Healthy Air Fryer.
Celebrity owned.
And now we have to figure out how we give it away. Because we've got our announcer. Dan, can you say the Z Chef Healthy Air Fryer, please?
The Z Chef Healthy Air Fryer.
Didn't Dyson get out of fans and into hair dryers? So you can always create a new line.
You don't have to stop one to begin another.
I just love. I mean, we've got two fabulous announcers. We've got Jim Amato, and we've got now Dan the Fan Man.
Yes.
Now it's just a question of, and that's why I brought it in today. I could have taken the time and effort last evening and this morning to create the entire promotion myself, but that would have been leaving you guys out of the creative process, and I'm not sure.
Should it be a food-related contest since it is a Z fryer?
This is the problem.
Hey, Carla.
We have a logistics issue.
We do?
Carla's coming in
Mike
here right
doesn't
now.
Like sending stuff.
No, but we can make Carla
I'll
do it.
I'll send it. I'll send this. This I will send. You wouldn't be averse to sending the Z fryer to some lucky listener, would you?
I would love to do that.
Okay, that'd be funny. And were they heavy carrying them out to the car yesterday at the casino?
Yes, I can't believe you didn't help me.
I'm sorry, darling. Oh.
We actually were praising him, Carla, and we realized
so
he
much
didn't do
lighter.
Anything.
It's so much lighter than a one that uses oil, though.
We figured out why they're so cheap and why they got so many of them. And Dan the Fan Man's going to do the announcing, so we're really excited.
It's all coming together, Mike.
Oscar, I thought this through. This part I will do. I will send this out. I'll go to my local location. I will either do stamps.com, or I will have the FedEx lady. Hey, lady. She comes to the door, but now the question is, how do we do it? How do what will you do?
Do you want to do a scavenger hunt?
Hide it somewhere in Florida?
Yes.
No. You feel like you can go
hide? Like geocaching?
No. Now, see, Oscar is immediately putting labor intensive into the equation, and no, this is going to have to be a correspondence contest of some kind.
Okay. Some sort of challenge, like a essay challenge, or maybe a poetry challenge, or a limerick challenge. Something brief. It would have
standard
to be something
hack.
Brief. Okay, just there are no wrong answers, Mike.
I know. Well, there are from you. But anyway,
We have the 2000th episode coming up.
Yes, Friday.
What about this wonderful appliance and 2,000 pennies are given away to one lucky listener?
A fryer full of pennies.
You know, perhaps I should have come up with it. I really should have done it myself and not have to go through.
I love 2,000 pennies, though.
Right?
Yes.
It sounds like a lot.
It does.
And it's heavy. There's mass to it.
Oh, my God. And you know what? 2,000 pennies for the penny slots, which takes us back to the casino.
Penny,
yeah.
Penny for your thoughts.
Yes.
Penny for your podcast. Oh.
You're making it too complicated. And I don't want 2,000 pennies to get in the way of my Z Chef air fryer. This is a fabulous prize. This is
a standalone. It's a standalone.
Fabulous prize. This does not need any enhancement. What this needs is how we give it away, how we will reward. What would the listeners? Yes, Oscar.
I'm sorry for cutting you off, but I just want to one more time pitch the penny offering. Because
can we turn Oscar's microphone up, please?
Because the penny offering we could spin it into we'll pay for your electricity.
I don't want to do the pennies.
We'll pay for the power.
I want to do the pennies. I want it to
pay for the
related.
Power.
Pay for the power
we'll
for
pay
your
for
fry.
The power.
What if someone was to send in recipes for the air fryer? No, that's not going to be good.
No, that's hack. That's hack.
That
you're
is
better,
a
you're
hack.
Better, you're
yes.
better than
hack.
That.
I
you're
gave Rob that. A hard time, and
better
that's hack,
that.
Too.
What's big with 2,000?
Oh, I've got it. Yes. I've got it. This is easy. This is easy. You know that your boy's been taking it over the last couple of months.
Right.
Okay. I've been taking it. Send in your letter as to why you love me.
I love that.
Wow. Perfect.
But not me as in them. Me as in you.
Not you two guys. Me.
Yes. Mike O'Mara.
I went to the casino with my wife and got the air fryer. I'll be mailing it to you.
Right.
Send in your emails,
as to why you love me.
Him.
Yes. Mike O'Mara, why you love Mike.
Right.
The I Like Mike contest.
And
the thank you, Rob Spiewak. The I Like Mike. It's the
I Love Mike
contest.
I love Mike.
Fine. I'll take a like is fine. And we will give away a Z Chef 80%.
Wouldn't it be better
healthy
if...
air fryer?
It's Dan the Fan Man telling you about the Z Chef healthy air fryer. It's turbocharged. I don't know what that means, but it makes it priceless, baby. So come and write about Mike. Why do you like Mike? Tell us. And you might just win the Z Chef healthy air fryer.
It's amazing. I just hit that music and he talks.
Yes.
It's my cue.
Okay, never mind. All right.
See? That's it. And then we've yeah.
I love it.
Carla's coming back in. What did you want to? What? Oh, okay. Oh. All right. Monday my allowance. She just gave me my allowance.
Oh, that's sweet.
What? Excuse me?
Is it in a Velcro wallet?
Oh, okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You should go get some potatoes and air fry them.
Can you make 2,000 pennies out of that allowance?
We have ours. I'll be able to. I just couldn't get around to. I just couldn't make it on time as far as using the Z Chef air fryer. I'm concerned, though.
Why?
We need a disclaimer, Rob. We will need a disclaimer. If they played that fast and loose with the text on the box, I'm worried that we could have a. May cause kitchen fire.
Yeah, or it's like full of lead or something.
Anyone can enter.
The Mike O'Mara Show, its affiliates, and all people associated with it are not responsible by any flames, kitchen fires, or deaths that might result in using the Furbo Z Chef air fryer.
And we're not going to accept applicants that do not have household insurance. You have to have homeowners insurance to play this contest, just for your own safety.
Are casinos in your area, Mike, and I think I know the answer to this, are they subject to the same rules and regulations as other casinos, let's say Nevada?
I would say that the casinos in Florida are subject to the same rules that the Capones were in Chicago in the 1930s.
A little loosey-goosey?
I believe so. That's why they're able to make sure you lose. Make sure you lose everything. You walk in there. You know how you walk into a casino and you hear ding, 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 ding,
yeah,
ding,
yeah, yeah.
In the case where some people are winning, this is what you hear when you go in. This is seriously what... That's what you hear when you go into this.
Oh,
casino.
Man.
Worse
than MGM people, up here?
No.
No, right? This is bad
no,
up here.
Because that has, that smelled.
Mm.
That smelled. It smelled. It stunk. And it,
already?
It was like a year old and it still stunk. So
you think
anyway.
They would pipe in vanilla extract?
Yeah. I mean, it's new. It shouldn't smell bad yet.
I would think so. Yeah.
They brought that in. That's more efficient to build it in to the infrastructure.
And you know, we are planning on taking advantage of other offers that may benefit our listeners. Because I'm like, if they're going to give me something,
sure.
You should give something back.
The gas cards I can't help you with, okay?
No.
We got the gas cards this weekend as well. So the gas cards, those are going in my pocket. Sorry. Got to, you know.
Hey, you know what? You got to look out for yourself.
Petro.
What?
But with the air fryer, do you and Carla get identical offers?
Yes.
So every time you show up, it's 2-for-1. That's fantastic.
No, I get more than Carla does.
Yeah, because it's based on your
game. Because I'm more of a degenerate.
Yeah. Okay. Shows. All right.
There's a tier. There's a
we
tier.
We don't use
this.
Her card as much as we use mine.
Well, if you want more appliances, like, you need to make her gamble.
Yeah, but I mean, no, we can't. I mean, because that we're not allowed.
What, do you work for the casinos? That's the whole point.
Yeah. But that's, like, so it's the Z Chef Turbo Fryer, the I Like Mike contest. Send us an email. Do we have the address?
I will say this would be fryer at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
No, I like Mike.
I like Mike at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Submit today and win tomorrow. A fabulous Z Chef.
It'll be up and running within minutes, Mike.
That's exciting.
That's quickly very exciting. Move.
So, and we will give it away by Friday. Would that be fair?
Friday will be perfect. It's our 2,000th show.
Give us...
And our 2,000th show, we give away the Z Chef air fryer.
Exactly, Mike.
With Furbo.
Furbo.
If you want to add...
Sounds like a toy.
Yeah.
It's Furbo, the spokesmodel for the Z fryer.
If you want to add a penny for your thoughts, I'd love your feedback on the 2,000 penny.
Stop it. No, don't. Now you're mucking it up. You're mucking a great contest up there. It's the I Like Mike contest for your... Z Chef air fryer. That's what it is. It should be fantastic.
I like the 2000. Can we have it as a bonus prize?
I know you do.
Like spin to win a bonus?
We're not doing it. We're not doing that. Okay.
All right.
You're getting it in. You're making it in the way. And by the way, I know. I understand why both of you are doing it, because it's getting in the way of the I like Mike part.
No.
We're not doing 2,000 pennies. I brought the air fryer out of the casino.
Well, technically, Carla did.
She carried it.
That's right.
Both of them.
Mm-hmm. I filled out the, but I have to be there.
Poor
I have
wife.
To sign. I have to sign. She loves it. She's the one that, she's the one that hauls my ass out there and puts me into that that den of temptation.
You had to sign? There are mountains of paperwork to get your appliance?
Yes.
Oh.
ID, your player's card, and then you have to sign. Player's card, baby. There you are. Yeah. And, you'd think they'd do something like maybe give me free tickets to see Frankie Valli. 95-year-old Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. Yeah.
Is he there? I just saw the
Jersey Boys.
Jersey Boys. It was just on cable like 2 nights ago. I watched it again. The first time I watched it with Rob, and he talked so much that I was like, oh, I got to watch this again.
Yeah, and it was even better without me talking,
so
I'm sure.
So many questions.
I bet.
I was like, I thought they were black.
You did say that. That was so great. And I said, never mind, Oscar. Look at the wigs. That movie has the worst wigs of any movie ever. Jersey Boys. On.
I'm looking right now.
Such great singing.
Let's see who's coming. I'm going to see who's coming to the show. In Paradise.
Was his breakout hit later in life?
Well, he had solo hits later in life. Yeah.
What was the first? No, the one with the big band in the background.
Oh, I Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
Oh,
great
man.
Song.
He killed on stage.
Yeah.
In Detroit.
I love April, you,
baby. All the headliners have left. All the headliners have left.
Just like the people.
Cachet.
He never got 2,000.
Is Cachet a thing?
What is that?
I don't know.
I don't know that. Sounds like
April 30th.
Sounds like a cover band.
Got paid in cash.
I see here Neil Sedaka, Dionne Warwick.
Sadaka,
Clint Black,
Licorice Hat,
and Frankie Valli.
There's a lot of teeth in that lineup there. I mean, Dionne Warwick alone, that looks like, you know, service for eight in her mouth. Big plates.
Neil Sedaka has solid.
Well, a lot of hits, but...
Can you play one of those?
A Neil Sedaka hit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see if anybody...
Is it Sedaka or Sedakas?
Sedaka.
Damn it.
All right. Let's see. The Shindigs.
Who's the
Cover
Shindigs?
Cover band. Gotta be.
Viva. The Tattoo Band, X Factor, The Experience.
Ooh, with an X.
Squad, Ralph Martinez Band, Cachet, Grand Slam, Wonderama, Gypsy Lane. This is,
wow.
I think these might be the Lounge Acts.
I would hope so.
I'm pretty sure these are the Lounge Acts.
And they're paying them in hot air fryers.
Right, exactly.
It's off
anyway,
books. Yeah. It's off the book. You don't have to pay taxes on this air fryer.
I like Mike. Why you like me? Because I've been taking it on the chin lately.
Yes.
And,
any parameters? 100 words or less?
100 words. No, we don't have to do 100 words or less.
Okay.
You can do a 10-page expose if you want.
Whatever.
But know
that
brevity is always appreciated.
I like brevity. Send it to I Like Mike. What is it?
I Like Mike at
MikeOmeraShow.com.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And maybe Friday, you could have an air fryer coming from Florida to your house in the Midwest.
What about I Like at MikeOmeraShow.com? Then we can use it for something else than just other than Mike, right?
But it's easy to change, and this is the I Like Mike contest.
Ah, okay. And no to the 2,000 pennies, just to confirm?
Yeah, where are we on the 2,000 pennies?
I've got a suggestion as to what you can do with the 2,000 pennies.
Yes.
But that would not be prudent. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know, when you get old in life, things get taken from you. I mean, that's part of life. But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. You find out life's this game of inches.
Yeah.
So is football.
Football.
Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. Yeah. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us.
Hell yeah. Man.
They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch.
Yeah.
We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's gonna make the f***ing difference between winning and losing. Between living and dying. I'll tell you this, in any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's gonna win that itch. And I know if I'm gonna have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch. Because that's what living is. The 6 inches in front of your face.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That's what I say to the guys every Monday before we get started for the week. That 6 inches. Go for that 6 inches. Live from the heart of our nation's capital in the Podcast Village studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a radio show and podcast. We got a worldwide network of listeners. They get it. If you're here, you are in the know. You can listen 24-7. We got a new PlayaPod app. It's got great stuff, time-coded bookmarks, great media controls, customized settings, and a sleep timer. Plus, you can call the show anytime, anywhere. Download it now on iTunes or at the Google Play Store. It's a wonderful new way to get the show. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's. And that's at MikeOMaraShow.com, including the I Like Mike contest. And you can call us anytime at 888-920-MORE.
Including.
That's 888-920-6673. I'm ridiculous. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. I want to tell you about a brand new sponsor. This is really, really exciting. This is the greatest toy in the world. I put it together with my son over the weekend. It's called Little Bits. Little Bits. We have all received our Little Bits complete droid kit. This is the coolest thing ever. Now, I did all the work because my son's 4.5, and this is probably, I would say, 8 years old for this kind of toy. The kit comes with 6 bits, 20 droid parts, 3 sticker sheets, and a free app. It took me no time to put this wonderful, wonderful toy together. And it's a robot, a real robot.
Working
you
robot,
control.
Yeah.
By the way, they've got a free app that has step-by-step assembly instructions. That's what I used. It has video tutorials, which I referenced, to put it together. Setup is easy. It's fun. My little guy was right next to me with the little bit set up. Your completed droid features drive mode, force mode, self-nav, 20 authentic droid sounds from Star Wars films. We'll have those for you this week. Plus, you can reconfigure your kit in different ways to create brand new droids. The app features over 20 missions to teach your droid new skills. Meanwhile, your kids are learning to assemble and control electronics with codes and missions. This is so very cool. You are going to love this. Our kids love it because they built it and they control it. My little guy had my phone in his hand, and he's making the droid go all over our house. They love Little Bits. Visit littlebits.com/TMOS for $10 off a droid inventor kit. I built a robot with my son this weekend.
I built it.
Get the Toy Association's 2018 Toy of the Year for your kids at Inspire Invention. littlebits.com/TMOS for $10 off a droid inventor kit. And remember to enter TMOS at checkout. You are going love it. Welcome to the show. That was quite an opening. We've used a good chunk of our time for the I Like
Flying
Mike
by.
Contest.
Yes.
Right.
Oscar, this one's for you because late in the day, I did a lot of social media, and I do my political stuff kind of on Twitter and talked a lot about the Correspondents' Dinner, which maybe we'll get to in a minute here. But I also talked a little bit Caps Hockey on Facebook. I go between the two. And then, just because the hockey game was over, 60 minutes was over.
Big win.
And I decided, what better way to round out my weekend than having a little fun with all those people that were giving me a hard time, giving me and Rob a hard time about our lack of enthusiasm for the Avengers movie.
Right.
And so what I decided to do was write a post that said, how was I going to do it? I didn't go see the movie. But I wrote, I really thought I wouldn't like the Avengers movie. And I gave the full title, Avengers
Infinity Wars.
Infinity War. Or,
what?
Infinity Wars.
Infinity War. not too violent. War that goes on perpetually forever.
Apparently Infinity it had War. Nothing. I was shocked it had nothing to do with Mel Karmazin.
That's right. Not hyperviolet either. Not hyperviolet in the least. Avengers, I said, my post was, I really thought I wouldn't like Avengers in Infinity War, but I was enthralled from start to finish. And I was strangely moved by it. So I'm lying the whole time. And then I was going to put there, the character development was stellar, and the CGI was the best I've ever seen. This is the movie of the year. And I put it up there and posted it immediately.
Right.
Here's what happened. This is why I took it down almost as fast as I had it. So I put it up there, right? And the first response I get, and then I get 20 of them, are links to pirated versions of the movie. Like, bam, 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 bam,
oh,
bam. I get
already?
This foreign writing. I get foreign writing, and I get these people that are immediately... There's nobody commenting on it, because I was... My amusement when I do something like that was to get our first in-the-know listener that's going to say, you're full of it, Mike.
Right,
we
right.
Know you're
Who's
lying.
Who's going to call you that's on it?
And then I would be, you know, then I'd be happy, and I'd go to bed and everything. So what I got, Oscar, was this: these people... And I immediately took the post down because there were people posting
the
links.
Sick underbelly.
That was really, it was really, really
of what
weird.
Is the dark really, web?
Yeah, that's so weird. Why do you think brought that?
Because they knew Mike hadn't seen it, so they sent him a copy.
No, I don't think that's it. Not if it's in foreign writing.
Holy S.
What?
Hold it. Hold it.
Hold
I'm
it.
Sorry. Okay.
Hold
I got
the phone.
It. Yeah. I'm sorry to do this. I have to pivot.
Okay.
Pivot.
Okay. I have pivot! To pivot. This is something. What the hell were we talking? Carly just sent me a two nights in a row over the weekend. I thought that I heard dogs.
Dogs.
I thought that I had. I thought that I heard dogs. I've given you wildlife updates in Florida. We're gonna take a break. Let me just wrap this thing up.
You tease.
I'm sorry. I have to tease. I don't even know what I was talking about.
You're talking about
the dog war, Infinity War.
Infinity
Dog. So it's people that sent me links to pirated versions of the movie, and I took it down because I thought I was being hacked or
sure.
something like that. So I don't know
did
what
you click through?
To the links?
Yeah.
No, I deleted everything right away. Good. I was afeared. We have a Florida wildlife update that I'm going to have
sounds
for you
like
come
it.
Back. I'm sorry to be so
red
scattered,
alert.
But
red alert.
This is blowing my mind. This is blowing my mind after last night. We will come back, and I will tell you all about this right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Wow. Oh, my God.
You asked, and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Meara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. I'm going to say something about Sherry's Berries. I don't know... If they went to a new berry farm, they've always had great berries, but let me tell you about the berries this year. These Sherry's berries are the best I've ever had, and I've always thought they were the best, but yeah. They are even better. A gift from Sherry's Berries shows that you put thought into her gift. Mom will love it, I swear. Right now, our listeners can get fresh, delicious Sherry's Berries as big as a Volkswagen Beetle starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. This week only, when you double the berries for just $10 more, your gift will include Sherry's super popular dipped caramel pretzel rods that are also Ooh. Delicious.
So good. So good.
And you know, and I got a little tired, especially last night. It was dark. We were in bed. I snuck into the kitchen, and from the bedroom I hear, "Don't touch the Sherry's Berries." And I love them. The berries arrive in a Sherry's Berries signature gift box, which gets me excited every time I
yes.
see it. Got a beautiful ribbon, no wrapping required. Fresh, massive, juicy strawberries. They're dipped in milk, dark, white, chocolatey goodness. Then they're topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles.
Boy, that's good swizzle.
You choose your guaranteed delivery date, and it's guaranteed full customer satisfaction or your money back. There's only one way to get this amazing deal for mom. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And remember, when you double the berries for just $10 more this week, your gift will include an extra gift of dipped caramel pretzels. What a beautiful compliment to the berries.
Get the doppelberries.
May 13th. So visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Then click on the mic in the upper right-hand corner and enter the code TMOS. That's berries.com, code TMOS. Hooray for mother.
Mother.
It's so wonderful. All right. I'm sorry, but Carla sent this along.
I've not ever seen you stopped in your tracks like that before.
All right. This is last week. Flashback to last week. Probably 2 o'clock in the morning, something like that. I hear what sounds like the dogs whimpering. And then I thought, no, it's outside. Somebody's got a dog out on a lanai. Last night, I hear the same sound, but this time it wakes Carla up, and Carla goes out, and it's I can't even describe the sound. It's very, very high-pitched, but it sounds like a dog whining like that. And then Carla goes to the window. I said, what the hell was that? Then it goes away, and we go back to sleep, and everything's a hunky-dory. From the management company of Cocoonville, dated Monday, April 30th, 2018.
Yeah.
This AM, several coyotes were spotted on the train tracks around 5:30 a.m. Anyone with cats or any other outside pet might want to take precautions. Ooh. So there it is.
Wow. We have
I knew we had like panthers, poisonous snakes, alligators, Burmese pythons. I didn't realize that I realized down here, the Everglades and the massive amount of land down here, it's not all where, people have Cocoonville gated communities and golf courses. This is wildlands down here. And I didn't know that coyotes, but I've heard them twice now. I have heard which means what's that?
I bet it has to do with the trashing of your golf course. Because they're having to probably were populating the golf course area. Lots of trees, lots of greenery, lots of bushes and stuff to hide. It ain't there anymore. And so they probably have to come closer to people to find what they need.
It's just like amazing to me because you guys know where I live down here. I mean, we're not talking about rural.
No.
We're talking about a pretty heavily developed area down here, and that's pretty stunning. But now, I've never, in all the years I've lived down here, I've been here 4 years, a little over 4 years now, and I have never heard that sound until this past week and last night, and now to see this.
It's a mournful sound. I have a coyote sound, the sound a coyote makes. Does it sound like this?
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Wile E. Coyote. Genius.
He's a genius.
I am not selling anything, nor am I working my way through college. So let's get down to cases.
Does it sound anything like that at all?
No.
Okay. Have to go back to the old drawing board. It is a creepy, mournful sound, though. It's eerie.
I thought that guy Coyote just had, like, spiders bite him. That's a coyote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't hear the traditional howl.
Well, that's more like a wolf thing, isn't it?
That's just like a dog.
Who spots these coyotes?
Coyote spotters.
Oh.
It's a job. It's a thing.
They probably get paid in pennies.
2,000.
I'm on YouTube. There it is. There's the commercial. Thank you, YouTube.
Well, yeah.
Thanks so much. Yeah, I appreciate that.
It's a commercial for coyotes.
Yeah. Coyote repellent.
Attractant.
A pack of coyotes howled and I recorded them. All right. Turn your sound on. Be careful of your pet's reactions.
Okay.
Dangerous. That's terrifying.
That is, isn't it weird?
That's, hear that? That's it. That's
really?
It.
Like a
not
frequency.
The howl, but that left.
That's it. Wow.
That's it.
Oh, scary.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that outside my home.
That, I like the cartoon.
That right there.
Better.
And you know what I'm thinking now? You know what I'm thinking? It was super far away, too. Because it sounded, I think that's exactly it. They were coyotes.
Man.
Were coyotes
wow. And did the dogs come at attention? Because they probably hear that as well.
No. You would think so, right? No. Yeah. No. Do you want to hear how Beluga's reaction?
Yeah. Are either of them deaf?
Well,
are either
of
the dogs
Beluga's
deaf?
Deaf. Beluga's deaf.
Is deaf. So
and Frankie's under the covers with us.
Yeah.
So that's it. Now,
Frankie would be prime. I bet the coyotes would be interested in Frankie. He's just about the right size.
Well, you know what I also got from a listener? Now they're a bunch of wolves. That's a wolf.
Yeah.
That's a wolf right there. Yeah. So that is the sound. I cannot believe that is exactly what I heard. I didn't hear the howl,
But what I did hear was the actual sort of screaming at the end.
Yeah.
And if you hear that,
terrifying.
That's a legitimate howl, like kind of a screaming type of thing that I heard at the very end there. And I'm stunned at how accurate it is. I didn't think I'd get that just rolling into YouTube like this.
I know you have always been so pleased with your HOA. I think it's very nice that they've mentioned that there's coyotes running around. Any plan to get rid of them? Anything in that letter about getting rid of them?
No.
Terrifying. Like, sounds like something's haunted.
Or being killed?
Ugh.
Used to sound, that's what, when the Don and Mike show would do a live appearance. Ladies would go wild. Anyway.
But Mike, those weren't coyotes. Those were foxes.
Yeah.
Those
were cougars. They were rabid. Well,
a listener sent me a Maine alert that apparently the hawks are going wild
Maine alert, taking
small animals. So it's going to be a potentially rough year. I want to say, though, I'm not going to let any birds of prey prevent me from letting my animals wander out in the backyard.
Yeah, you're not going to let them steal your freedom.
Yeah,
that's Mike,
I'd love to see a big eagle or hawk go down to try to get beluga.
Oh, not going
to
happen.
Because it would be like trying to pick up a brick.
Oh, there'd be no
Even
way.
Even better.
There'd be no way.
Mike, you're proactive about it, but it also would help the hawk pick him up, if that's what you're into. You could actually get him camouflage vests, safety vests.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, all this is predicated on him surviving the flight. That's all that is he has to survive the flight. So
above,
stunning.
Above in in the overhead bin.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. He lost air.
Yeah.
He lost air up there.
You didn't think those sealed so tight. And no matter what happens, you can always take the Eastern Shore attitude whenever anything unfortunate happens to an animal. And I've heard
it. I didn't know about that.
No, but they've got something more specific. Well, circle of life.
Circle of life.
Circle of life. I don't know nothing about that.
Circle of life. I tell you. Well, that excited me. That little piece of news excited me almost as much as a Trip Affleck rhubarb crumble.
Mm.
I was really, really excited about that. All right. So on to the news of the week, the White House Correspondents'
Ooh,
Dinner.
Yes.
We have a little time for that, right? I'm on time now. Am I caught up with everything?
You know, it would be ideal to break now.
Really? Oh, that's right. I'm not caught up.
No.
God, it's been a busy show.
It has.
Right, busy,
we
busy.
We will take a break. When we come back, we have a full discussion of the Correspondents' Dinner and the tight-assed hypocrites of Washington, D.C. We'll be right back. What you are.
Hey, it's Chris Frantz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the political demise of Dr. Ronnie Candyman Jackson. Michael Cohen pleads the fifth, and President Trump channels a little Hootie into Blowfish when he nudges Melania to hold his hand.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Chris Frantz, Triple Threat Performer. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by FabFitFun. Got some great advertisers on the Mike O'Mara Show. We're really excited about it now. Are you still trying to figure out the perfect gift for the woman who gave you everything? Ooh. FabFitFun has everything you need to make this Mother's Day magical. FabFitFun, what is it? It is a seasonal subscription box for women everywhere to discover new brands and products for a life well lived. Carla O'Mara went out of her mind when she got hers because FabFitFun is like 12 gifts for the price of one. Lots of goodies from lots of different categories: health, beauty, fitness, lifestyle, home. Now, these boxes are valued at over $200, but you only pay $49.99. And these are full-size products with no samples, and many of the items individual value. Listen to this. Many of the items that are in the box, their individual value is more than the entire cost of the box. We all ordered FabFitFun boxes for our ladies, and they love them. I love FabFitFun. You will, too. If you haven't signed up yet, it's not too late. Use our promo code TMOS for $10 off the editor's box. That's $39.99 for over a $200 value. Just go to FabFitFun.com to subscribe and use the code TMOS. Go to FabFitFun. Try it today. FabFitFun. You subscribe at FabFitFun.com and start getting the box designed for a life well lived. Use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's just $39.99 for products valued over $200. Again, go to FabFitFun.com and use the code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box.
You'd be a hero.
Thank you.
Sweet.
lot of animals that we could get down in Florida. If you told me coyotes, I'd say that'd be the last. I thought those were kind of like the Northeast or the West. Or
I think they go wherever there's dead flesh.
Yeah.
They're scavengers.
Just like most of the residents.
No.
They go wherever there's dead flesh.
Opposite. Yeah. The residents are the dead flesh.
Yes.
Thank you.
I say we get a gun and shoot them coyotes, but now I got to get back to Iowa.
2,000 pennies.
What are you holding in your hand there, Oscar?
This is the Amazon purchase of the week. I like looking at it.
It's an exciting one today.
Yes.
Good one.
So the Correspondents' Dinner, major controversy. Watch the whole thing.
Me too.
Kind of a jerk fest, really.
Always is.
Up to the comedian. And it is, in my humble opinion, the most difficult room in the world. Every single year, they trot out another comedian. Every single year, the comedian gets a half-assed response up on stage. And every single year, the comedian gets his balls or her balls busted about the fact that they said something controversial. Michelle Wolf, who I couldn't pick out of a lineup, and I'd never seen her perform. And she comes up on stage, and my first reaction was, she's going to kill it.
Yeah.
She's going to absolutely kill it. And she did the first 5 minutes. I thought she owned it. I thought she completely controlled the room. And the only review of her, and I'm talking from a comedic performance.
Right.
We'll talk about the other reactions after this. They called it uneven, and that's exactly what it was. But you know what? It's hard to be even in that room. And she got a little raunchy, and she took shots at Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who was on the dais. And then she took some shots at Trump and the usual targets.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, it just let the sanctimonious criticism begin. Let the tight asses begin to say, oh, we don't need comedians. We should just make it an award show.
Award show.
Yeah.
You don't deserve. Look, this is equal opportunity ranting and raving about the left and the right and everybody in between. Everybody was saying, oh, they owe Sarah Sanders an apology, or this was just not what we wanted. This was, and everybody from the left
jokes
and from
were
the
mean.
Right.
Mean-spirited.
Oh, the jokes were mean. It's like, talk about people that don't get comedy.
Right.
For Michelle Wolf, anybody that puts themselves in that position, that lays themselves out there.
For a bad audience.
For the
worst audience.
Absolutely. And here's the word. Rude. They are the rudest comedy audience you will ever see. They look at comedians like trained monkeys. They look at comedians like we're crap. And I say we because we try to make people laugh too, and we do the same thing they do. And we've had many, many comedians on this show. They treat them like garbage, and that should be the story today. Not that the comedian offended somebody who was part of the system. And I was just stunned at how many regular journalists were bitching about her and saying things like they owe Sarah Sanders an apology, or they shouldn't have comedians. You know, excuse me, Mika. It's pretty transparent when the comedian makes a joke about you and then you bitch about it. And by the way, the joke about Mika, Morning Joe, Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough, was something along those lines. So that's an example. They got engaged. That's an example of the Me Too movement when it goes well.
Yes.
Was the one of the funniest lines I have ever heard at the expense. But then Mika comes out and bitches. You can do that if they didn't make a joke about you.
Yes.
If you're bitching about her after they made a joke about you, it's as obvious as the day is long. It's comedy.
The Jake Tapper joke was hilarious.
It was hysterically funny, the Jake Tapper joke. And they and the CNN joke that they, and she had a lot of stuff. Was the raunchy stuff uneven? Yeah, it was uneven.
Yeah.
I critique the comedy. I don't critique whether she had the right to do it.
The
pee
hat joke was funny.
The which one?
The pee hat. You know, the pee. I can't say the word clearly because.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That was real. I was.
She used. She used that word quite a bit.
Okay.
She used that on a.
I was slapping my knee. It was something along the lines of, like, if that's what they're supposed to look like, I need more yarn.
How many of the angry tweets and replies and everything to her do you think were written before the dinner? Because they were so ready to hate her. And that's another reason that I'm sure it was partially uneven. A comic paces themselves on audience reaction, and when it isn't there, it's going to, the material will suffer because of it. So well, they go in ready to not enjoy themselves.
They and she was calm. She was fearless. She was controlled. I thought she really had a better start than most of them that I. And every year it seems we go through the same drill. And you know, they were saying today on some of the news shows, we just need to get back to work. And it's like, you're not better than anybody else. And you want
to fix everything.
And, and you know who I'm also mad at? I'm also mad at people on the right that are saying, this is why the liberal elite. No, this is a comedian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is a comedian. You want to know why there are more jokes about George W. Bush and there are more jokes about Donald Trump than there were about Barack Obama? Because Barack Obama didn't lend himself to comedy as much as if Barack Obama had done silly stuff, it would have been funnier.
Yeah.
And there would have been more jokes about him. Trump puts himself out there all the time. We got Melania, we got the hand holding, we got the hair. It's subject to more comedy. Now, do they skew left? Probably. Okay, but it's still a comedy show, and everybody is that room a room of people? And we work in Washington. Mm-hmm. We know the Washington insiders. Is that the most, and Oscar, you're closer to it than a lot of people.
Yeah.
That is the most sanctimonious, self-important group of people you will ever meet. They think they're the most important person in the room.
By nature, I think you have to have it built in your DNA that you are changing the world, especially when you're, I would say, Washington, D.C. media, because you're covering the world and global politics, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'll give you some context, and I also want to add a because after watching that the actual roast, that side, that component of the White House Correspondents' Dinner, there was a part of me that said, my God, in a weird way, the fact that the president no longer goes to this dinner takes away so much cachet.
Everything.
Sure. From,
regardless of what your thoughts on Trump, that changes everything the second year in a row, right?
Right.
And I sit there and I'm like, and for years, I've been waiting for an invite, not to the dinner, but just a party, like a main, big publication party, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I finally got it this year. Finally got it. I got the invite. I got the invite, right?
What publication? Who invited you?
Rather not say, but I got invited, right? And
right wing.
Yeah, probably. and
Todd Moore connected to it?
No. This is really? Strictly my connection, right?
Okay. All right.
And
the good guys party.
I called a colleague of mine, which will remain nameless. So I said, hey, are you?
I see
you're on this email. Are you going to go?
He doesn't want to tell me who it is because he knows it'll piss me off.
Are you going to go? And he says,
Breitbart.
No. I would not go to Breitbart. I'm going on record. I'm not going to
Fox
Breitbart.
Fox News.
Party. No, not a Fox News.
Hi, is this Bill O'Reilly? This is Oscar Santana.
I would go to a Fox to the News party. They have a good looking cast.
Yeah, I would too. but you actually got invited to the actual dinner?
Not the dinner. I got invited to a party. Like they have
afterwards.
A Playboy party. They have like all these public dinner parties.
It's
right?
Now like the Academy Awards where they have satellite parties because to be invited to the actual dinner itself now is pretty rarefied air.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's populated with real correspondence now.
So I call my friend. I was like, it's Saturday night. I'm beat up from the week. I'm exhausted, right?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, nah. He goes, it's just not the same anymore. And I said, because he's gone a bunch of times.
Yeah. Right.
And I said, all right. Well, I just want to make sure that I wasn't like being rude. And he goes, I'm just going to kindly just say I'm not going to be able to make it, right?
Right.
Okay.
And I did, and then I saw this dinner, and I said, well, I didn't miss anything, because nobody was going to be in a good mood. Nobody was going to be in a good mood. They'd just be walking around, ugly Hollywood.
It's
everyone's
divided.
Too important.
Yeah.
It's ornery. It's just not a fun time to be in this country.
Heard that
right
MSNBC
now.
Party was outdoors. I'm sure that's good when it's freezing outside.
Oh, my God.
It's
yeah.
just not fun. It's really, it's frustrating. But what I can't stand is that when people... This is so tough. It's so tough for comedians now because they have to tread so lightly on so many subjects. This is a comedian. She was raunchy. Yeah, okay. Have you ever looked at stand-up routines going back to like Buddy Hackett and Milton Berle?
Oh, yeah.
Comedy is raunchy. It's
we're
edgy.
Offended.
That's what makes us laugh.
We're offended by everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, Sarah Sanders is up there. And not laughing, and I don't blame her for not laughing. And
she should have laughed when they likened her to your cousin. That was too funny.
How do you think that made me feel?
I pointed out my wife. I said, "That's Mike's cousin."
Yeah, she should apologize to Ann Dowd for that joke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah, and by the way, the people that are doing the retread on it, no mention of, hey, how about mentioning the Emmy Award winner's name? Okay.
Yeah. Lydia, how dare they?
Aunt Lydia, who's featured prominently in season two. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But the fact is, there it is. I said it. I don't like the bitching. I don't like the people that are sanctimonious about this.
But they'll do it no matter what.
A lot of people.
They'll do it no matter what. If it's not complaining about it's too edgy, the comic played it too safe. Do you remember, what was it, 5 or 6 years ago, or maybe 10 years ago now, when they brought in Rich effing Little to do it?
Oh, it was so safe.
Oh, it was murder.
Well, let me ask you guys this.
Three Canadian hunters.
Precisely.
If you got an invite next year.
Right.
After everything you've seen for the past 2 years, I would say that I don't think I'd go.
I might, because I'm such a news junkie. Okay. I might. You know, and
I'd like to see the experience. I'd like to see how bad it is.
I want to be in a room where you're already uncomfortable watching it on TV.
That's the thing. I'm not. I didn't have one moment of discomfort.
Oh, I did for the comedian. No one was laughing at her funny jokes.
Yeah.
Well, the comedian and to be honest with you, when you're looking over at Sarah Huckabee, I think when you've got somebody you know that's going to be right to your left, you got to play it differently, comedically. I think that because it is discomfort. That's where the uneven part came in. Some of the jokes were really fantastic, and some of them missed that welcome to a comedy routine.
Mm-hmm.
They're not all. I'd love to see her stand up. I want to see her stand up now. I want more of Michelle Wolf because I think that the shrill voice that they all talk about contributes to the comedy in a very, very funny way.
Loved her style.
I loved her style, and so I look forward to that. I just get tired of the people that are holier than thou, and
boo-hoo.
That is just you see the crowd shots where they're all looking bored and they're looking around. It's like, okay,
why do we all get dressed
right.
up?
Yeah,
maybe you're right. Maybe we don't need a comedian. Maybe you just do it. Maybe we don't televise it. Maybe we don't make it as big a deal as it has been in the past. But I'm not saying that because I think the comedian offends. I think that you don't deserve a quality comedian. I don't think the majority of people in that room. You know, you see Wolf Blitzer in years past. He doesn't laugh. Donald Trump doesn't laugh. Nobody laughs when they're getting poked fun at. It's just blah. And it's embarrassing. And it's sort
of. Don't you think any of these people would be coached? Say, look, you're about to get like really, really roasted.
Yeah.
Skewered. Let's work on the smile.
Yeah, smile and laugh.
Not even a smile. What if you just went, what if somebody said something and you go,
what if
yes,
you shake your
something
head
like funny,
that?
Funny,
yeah.
Laugh.
Instead of it, no, you know
the
why?
Scowl.
Because you're humorless,
like me at a hockey
Sarah.
Game.
What
you're
if
you're humorless? She was the mother. Suddenly, you're hearing left wing journalists that are saying the mother of two, and it's like, what?
What if
you're talking about her appearance? You can't make fun of people's appearance now, and it's comedy. You can't do that. We can't make fun of somebody's appearance because they're a woman and a mother of two. Are you shitting me? Really? I can't make fun of the way people look. That is ridiculous. I mean, you gotta laugh. If we don't laugh, the world has gotten tougher. It's a scarier place. People are under more pressure. You know, I'm the recipient of this to a certain extent.
As it trends in that direction,
people.
As it trends in that direction, do you think there's any way it reverses? Do we ever come back to where it's more sensible?
It's a strange world that we live in right now. And
I think
every time
I hope so.
There's only one other. There's no more space left to go.
Yeah,
like we're gonna hit a wall and then bounce back.
The pendulum does swing back and forth, but it's, you know, as I said on Twitter, it's comedy.
Yeah,
that's what it is. It's not, it's going to offend occasionally. That's what comedy does. Sometimes the funniest stuff makes you laugh. And you know what? The guy next to you might not be laughing enough. I'm fine with that. What I'm not fine with is somebody just saying, oh, apologies. Apologies. Yeah, lick my Irish bag, apologies.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Michelle Wolf, keep doing what you're doing. I didn't think it was all that, you know. I thought that the front part of it was funnier than the middle and the end, but it still was comedy, and she has the guts to put herself out there. And I cannot stand the Monday morning quarterback.
Also, I feel like they need a warm-up comic. Like, that's off TV, right?
Like Rob Mayer?
Like, walk around.
Send Rob
Mayer. Rob Mayer needs to walk around there, warm them up.
Rob Mayer.
It's already a cold crew because everybody hates each other, right? They're all competitors.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, I can't believe they got a better table. They're all wrapped up in themselves. And then You got her coming out like, all right, make me laugh, bitch. Yeah. You know, like, it's just like, sit there.
You
like,
think it should be Rob Mayer, maybe his radio partner, Joe, you know?
Joe would cut to the quick. He would actually have no issues.
Hi, everybody, how's the chicken?
Anyway, that would be a lot of fun.
And don't you think everything could have been solved if when she was doing her jokes about Sarah Huckabee Sanders, if they did a cutaway to Sanders and she just flipped her off?
Oh, God, yes.
Wouldn't that be funny?
That'd be great.
Better than what's happening right now. Yeah. Or like drew a middle finger piece of paper and pointed it towards her?
Yeah.
Instead, the look was just like...
I know.
Yeah, way to take the joke.
She looks fun.
We'll take a break. She seems like a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Aunt Lydia. That was funny. I'm sorry. That was funny.
It was.
It was extremely funny. She was referencing the top show on television with the press secretary. You know? Come on. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And now, advice from Andrea.
Hello, ladies. It's me, Andrea. You're energetic, diabetic. You deserve to be treated like a queen and to have someone who knows you better than you know yourself. Let's face it, there's only one man who can give you what you need.
It's me, Dan the Fan Man.
And if there's one thing I know about you females, it's that you love a great fan. If you need a fan, I'm your man. Say that your old fan is rubbing you the wrong way, and I'll make sure that you get rubbed the right way. Yell up into the sky, oh, holy Dan the Fan Man. I need a high-quality industrial fan, but everywhere I turn, I only see overpriced fans, and you're my only hope. Like a mythical creature, I will come down from the heavens riding a giant ceiling fan, and your wishes will come true. Ciao, Bella. Everybody.
Dan the Fan Man promo tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's get him in there. He can do it ad lib. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lightstream. Are you paying more money in interest that you need than you need on your credit cards? Probably so. Credit card interest rates are the worst. But here's the good news. You can refinance your debt with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Lightstream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate. Credit card consolidation loans from 5.49% APR with auto pay and no fees. The application is 100% online, and it's simple and painless. Once approved, the money deposited directly into your account is directed directly. Once approved, the money deposited directly into your account. So you are in total control. And the best part, you can get your funds as soon as today. Apply today and get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way for our listeners with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount, available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same day funding.
News!
Back when Paris Hilton was defining what it meant to be famous for being famous, there was no social media to help her along. And in a new interview with The Hollywood Reporter, she says she's glad there wasn't. Quote, I feel like kids nowadays don't know what real fun it was. That's just funny coming from Paris Hilton. When I was a teenager in New York, it was so much fun going out. No one was on their phone. No one was taking pictures or doing any of that. Isn't it nice to hear? It makes me feel old to hear Paris Hilton sounding like an old fuddy-duddy. Here's more of the quote. We were just there to literally have a good time. So I don't think it would have been as fun because people would have been on their phones the whole time. Paris Hilton is sounding like a 58-year-old person down in Florida.
And you know what? I guess my wiring is crossed. I can't imagine her being around before social media, because how did that even happen?
Well, she did go viral thanks to her leaked sex tape, which she talks about also in the new documentary called The American Meme. She says, quote, it was like being raped. So that's how she felt when that went. And that was the first real big sex tape. But Kardashian came after that, right?
Yeah, yes.
Pam Anderson, when?
And I think in hindsight, you probably get it. You get to look at that, what happened to her career. And personally, I can never speak to how she felt.
Yeah.
But in a weird way, it's hard to hear that from her because she seemed to celebrate it.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. She did. And then when you had Kim Kardashian,
that was the path to their exposure and success.
Literally,
no pun
made
intended.
Her a star, which I will never forget. Avengers Infinity War did what a lot of people thought it would. It broke the record for the biggest opening weekend ever by taking in $250 million. Tomorrow, a review, Oscar Santana.
Nice. Absolutely.
Star Wars The Force Awakens now drops to second with $248 million. Avengers also had the best Saturday ever with $83 million. Jurassic World previously held the record with $69.6 million. So congratulations to the movie that we were all told to go see. Everybody went to see it. ABBA, group ABBA.
Recently
got together in the studio to record their first new songs together in over 35 years. They recorded two songs, including one called I Still Have Faith in You. That song will premiere in December in a TV special about ABBA's upcoming Avatar tour, which is a, quote, groundbreaking venture that will utilize the very latest in digital and virtual reality technology. The special is being produced by NBC and the BBC. It'll air in December, and I believe maybe coinciding with the Mamma Mia sequel that's coming out too, right?
Oh, that could be. Absolutely, yeah.
I think it's all related. We're all being
you know
played.
What?
Nothing happens by accident.
ABBA is a fine group, and they had a lot of hit records, but make no mistake, they are first and foremost business people. They've always been about money, and they're doing it again. Doing it again.
I would guarantee that's somehow tied into
makes
the movie.
Makes sense.
And I'm kind of a Cher person.
I am too.
I saw that Cher is going to be featured in the new ABBA movie, and it changed my entire perspective. I even was ranking on it when we had the guy from Entertainment Weekly on last week. I made a reference to that. But then I saw Cher, and I went back and I watched the original Cher when she'd taken 4 years off from seeing David Letterman.
Yes.
She called him an a-hole.
Oh, so
some of the
great.
Best television I've ever seen. I miss David Letterman every day. That guy was so great on TV. It seems like everything is more expensive than it used to be, but that's not always the case, especially when you adjust for inflation. Here are five things that have actually gotten cheaper in the last 30 years or stayed about the same. Number four, a gallon of milk. It cost an average of $1.985, which would be $2.56 with inflation. Today, the average is $1.96.
Oh.
So it's actually much cheaper than it was, and eggs are cheaper too. Stamps are cheaper. Gas is cheaper. In the mid-80s, the average was $1.12 a gallon or $2.63 with inflation. Today, the national average is $2.77, so it actually is still pretty close to what it was. Movie tickets. An average ticket cost $3.55 in 1985. With inflation, that's $8 compared to $8.97 for an average. Where is the movie $8.97? Where are we paying $8.97? Where are we? Are we, Oklahoma City? What's going on with this?
Double X theaters.
Come on. And number one, computers. A Macintosh PC in the 80s cost $2,500, which is like $6,000 today. New Apple desktops start at $1,300 now, or you can get a Dell for about $400. So here's to computers. Yay.
Oh,
Pony,
yeah.
It's Adele. Adele is only $400.
Gotta get
Adele.
And
a great singer, too.
Yeah.
You can get Adele.
You'd have to adjust her for inflation. Am I right, ladies?
Sorry. Today is National Honesty Day. No, it's not. Apparently, it's been a holiday since the early 90s. You're supposed to go all day without telling a single lie. And according to a new survey, a lot of us should have no problem doing it because over a quarter of people claim they never lie.
Sure.
27% said they don't lie at all. Another 18% said they tell one lie a year at most. Oh, God.
Think of this sentence.
Yeah.
People say they never lie. Okay? That's a lie right there.
And 14% say they only lie once every couple of months. So that's a total of 59% of people who claim they never lie.
Boo.
Or hardly ever do, which is funny because most of those people probably lied in the survey. Another 18% of people say they lie a couple of times a month. And then just percentages. I don't. Yes, I do. No, people get so conflicted on it. 53% of people in the survey said white lies that don't hurt anyone are okay. 47% said lying for any reason is wrong.
Mm.
Where are the good scissors?
Oh, I can never find good scissors.
I know.
People, damn it.
Amazon.
I never lie.
Well, we order the pack. It should be coming in tomorrow.
You never
I'm
have?
Always honest. Rob, thank you for that copy today. And now a little something something. A guy in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, went into a Canada's signature fast food chain known as Tim Hortons on Friday night. He said he had a weapon, and the cashier gave him some money. You know I like me the Tim Hortons.
Yeah, you love it.
Mm-hmm.
Then he took off, and his getaway car was the ferry, the local ferry going across to Halifax. His plan was to ride the ferry across the harbor to Halifax and sweet freedom. I guess that's what he was thinking. But his plan was foiled when the cops realized where he'd gone and got the ferry to turn around. The only thing I can say about this crime is that it was so Canadian. Am I right, ladies? There you go.
Yeah, just get on the ferry.
We'll be an hour and 20 minutes from that border in just about a month.
Yes,
I plan on having a lot of Canadian fun this year. Yeah,
yeah, head up north.
With my new vehicle, my new car that I already got for up in Canada.
Yeah. Oh?
Yeah.
What
is it? I'll tell you about that this week, too. Ooh. Zach's extra truck.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
Ah, nice. Big win.
I'm so excited. Oh, yeah.
That's big win. Big win.
Yeah. Carla brokered that deal. It's fantastic. Yeah. It'll smell like lobster, but that's okay. We'll take a break, and when we come back, it's the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Guess who, baby? Nikki Diamond.
Oh, boy.
I'm here, but you know what? I never left, just like football. I'm always there, lurking. Free agency, the draft, OTAs, minicamp, preseason, fantasy, playoffs, Super Bowl. Nikki Diamond, just like the Mike O'Mara Show, is always here when you need it, and even when you don't. It's a sure thing. Light them up.
We'll be back on the show soon.
Thank you, Nikki. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Some things never change. For example, if you need to shop, Amazon is still the best. However, if you want to make sure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, it's a little bit different now. So listen up. All you have to do is click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. It's super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking. Because if you need it, Amazon has it. What's today's Amazon purchase of the day?
If you're like me, you've got cassettes laying around the house from the 80s that you don't listen to because you can't listen to. All this stuff, these music and maybe even tapes of your family. Check this out. This is the size of a Walkman. It's called the Digital Life Standalone Cassette Player, but it will convert your cassettes to a USB drive. It digitizes your cassettes as you listen, and it's no bigger than a Walkman. Works like a Walkman too, but also turns all of your old cassette files into digital files. Piece
of cake.
Are
you listening, SDM? Are you listening to me? Amazon really does have everything.
Inside.
You can find that thing that you just described and more at the top of MikeOmerishow.com. So get clicking, you Amazonians. Let's open up the cassette audio vault.
All played from cassette today.
Monday, April 30th, 2018. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
Think of the efficiency, Mike, of DJing a gig entirely off cassette.
I did it several times when I worked for him. Absolutely. Hope he's doing well. Want him to come back. Come back into the fold, Stephen Douglas McIntyre. We missed
you. I got a text from him this weekend.
Oh, you did? What did he want? What did he say?
He wanted the link to the regulars pilot. And then I said, is this a new text or was this lost in the ether that just came in 4 years later?
I was going to say, yeah.
He says, no. Oh, never mind. I found it. I said, all right. Great to hear from you. Have a great day.
I'm glad he's still thinking of us. That's important.
Very sweet.
Kanye West put out some new music over the weekend, and it's very good, I suppose, if you like Kanye West. Sounds like Kanye. But the ending of this one song, the song is called Lift Yourself. I think it's his next single. The ending I found curious, and I think you'd like it as well.
These bars.
Give it a second.
Boopy dee scoop. Scoop dee dee whoop. Whoop dee scoop dee poop. Poop dee scoop dee. Scoop dee whoop. Whoopy dee scoop whoop poop. Poop dee dee whoop scoop. Poop. Poop. Scoop dee dee whoop. Whoop dee dee scoop. Whoop dee dee scoop poop.
He's a genius.
And a multimillionaire.
Yes. And that's how he's making his living.
So painful.
Whoopity scoop, Mike. Yeah.
So painful.
2018. Yes, sir.
Here we are. Mm-hmm. Also in 2018, two good game show tapes for you here. I feel so bad for Steve. Because Steve was on.
Steve Mons?
No. Steve was on Let's Make a Deal with Jesse. And Wayne Brady came over and they were dressed as like a 1970s.
Who's Jesse?
Jesse's his girlfriend.
Ah,
and so they're contestants on Let's Make a Deal, and Wayne Brady comes over. They're dressed as like a 1970s prom couple, and he gets friend-zoned right on live television because he thinks they're dating, but Jesse does not.
I love your outfits. Now, is this prom circa the 70s or early 80s?
We drove here in a 1974 bus.
Volkswagen bus.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, how long have you guys been together?
About 6 months.
That's it? It's new. Oh, it's newish.
We're friends. We're just friends, but he wants it.
Can we talk about this not in front of everyone?
I'm single.
It's complicated.
I'm single, guys. I'm single.
Oh no.
We're really good friends.
They're really good friends.
Oh, God.
Oh, she's so rotten.
She is. And you know what?
Not mean girl.
Not all that good looking either. So
really?
There. Yeah, Jesse.
Well, what about him, though? I'm curious.
Well, he was. They were equally matched look-wise. That's my takeaway from it.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Was he ugly enough to be embarrassing?
No. He was. I'll
so
tell
she
you.
Was she better looking?
Yeah. First of all, let me just do this. They were plain. There was nothing exciting about either one of them. Right. Yeah, they were equally matched. But I just felt bad for the guy. That's not what you need. Mm-hmm. However,
so cruel.
Life does play tricks, and they did end up winning a romantic getaway for two to Mexico. So I don't know who's going to sleep on the left or who's going to sleep on the right.
What a great piece of tape to start the week.
Now, Jeopardy, also good when people explain themselves. This is from Friday Night's Jeopardy. The category had to do with religion.
When he said repent, it was his will that believers should spend their lives repenting. Alexandra.
Oh, my gosh, who is Jesus?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm Jewish.
That's no excuse.
She's so good have easily moment. Gotten away with not mentioning it, but I think she really delighted herself. There's a 200-person choir in Toronto, and it is not a professional choir. It's a volunteer choir. You don't have to audition to get in. Anyone can come in and be a part of it. They invited Rick Astley to Toronto to sing with their choir, and amazingly, Rick Astley went to Toronto and sang with 200 people. Here's their version of Never Gonna Give You Up.
Oh, good.
We've known each other for so long.
For so long.
Your heart's been aching, but
you're too shy to say it.
Inside we both know what's been going on.
Going on.
We know the game and we're gonna play it.
Is it weird for me to say
what?
The only weak link is Rick Astley in it.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's also
Mike. The choir sounds good.
It's you guys know better than I do. You have a better ear for this. But I feel like you hire a professional crew to do sound. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true. You don't have to act. Do it.
Like some guy's got like two mics. He's like, oh, this is going to work.
Well, it is still just Rick Astley. I don't know that they have the budget to go pro on
get
that.
Get some volunteers.
It might have been Rick Astley's phone.
An artist. That's awesome. Yeah. Mike better.
Pretty good. Not as good
it's
as.
Like, it's all here. You know?
Yes.
Come on.
So it's been 29 days since that yodeling kid was spotted in Walmart yodeling. 29 days. Not even a month. Maybe a February month, but just 29 days. He just released his first single.
Oh, my God.
That's how long it took to turn it around. His name is Mason Ramsey, the yodeling kid. His song is, I believe, called Famous.
But girl, ever since I met you, I got a whole new perspective. If I'm going to be famous for something, I want to be famous for loving
good.
You.
And it sounds like every other country record.
Oh, yeah. Still good, man.
And he's good, though.
Songs are ready to go.
Yeah. I hate modern country music.
Yeah, but this is a good song.
But he does have a good voice.
The kid was in Walmart in an aisle yodeling.
I know, in boots.
Less than a month ago.
That's right.
Kind of similar to the Bieber story a little bit, right? Wasn't he discovered
Canadian?
He was
YouTube.
YouTube, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and then next thing you know, he's breaking up and then getting back together with Selena Gomez. I know too much.
Was that auto-tuned at all?
That sounded to me like there might have been some electronic stuff going on.
Can you play it
on?
Again? I want to say, listen up, guys.
But girl, ever since I met you, I got a whole new perspective.
But to be fair, I think...
That's a little auto-tuning.
To be fair, I think everybody uses auto-tune now on a recording. But I think his voice, the basis of his voice
is still
quite
good. He sounded good on an iPhone, so this isn't a big leap.
I want to because you...
It bums me out. I've done nothing with my life. This guy's had a month.
Yeah, but if his career lasts 6 months, he's going to say, you know what? It was a good run.
Yeah, he's got nobody puberty. Else in this room got invited to the correspondence dinner.
That's right.
No, not a party. One of the main parties.
Yeah.
I don't get invited to anything. You know?
Well, you moved, Mike. You think people are going to invite you if you move?
Yeah. I get invited to, you know, derby parties with Klan members there.
Hey, Mike, it's not too late. You might get invited to an after party for Frankie Valli.
Won't that be fun? Hey, here's your airport.
I would go
hey, don't
that.
Forget. We'll have the promos on tomorrow. It's going to be the I Like Mike
I Like Mike promo.
I like Mike. Let us close with this. Mother's Day is coming
Z-Chef,
up.
Z-Chef Air Fryer.
Yeah, sorry, it's Rob, Furbo. It's Furbo Power.
Furbo Power.
We're going to close with this. Mother's Day is coming up. Make sure you don't ask Siri to define mother, okay? Because you're going to get this.
A woman in relation to child or children to whom she has given birth. Do you want to hear the next one?
Yes.
As a noun, it means short for mother. Want to hear one more?
So don't do that. Don't do that. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Mother. Have a good Monday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our great new PlayaPod app. You gonna love it. You got something you want to send us in snail mail for the show? Send it to Mike O'Mara, 32101 Washington, D.C. 2-0007 each day on average. 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Doesn't matter who you are, everybody can be affected by it. Check out Every Town for Gun Safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us once again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.